Welcome to Bear Grease Week on KUMD.
This Bear Grease Report brought to you by the Trail Center Lodge up north on the Gunflint Trail and Energy Plus of Duluth. Joining us on the phone this morning is Robin Eschner, and she is a fascinating musician who is interested in the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon. And, of course, she's from Northern California. The pieces all fit together. Robin's going to tell us how. Hi, Robin. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
Nice to have you on the line with us this morning. We had a schmooze with you last June when you were awarded money from the McKnight Grant to work on a song cycle inspired by the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon. So let's rewind a little bit and tell us how in the world you began to add up words like John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon song cycle composition.
Okay. Let me see, the beginning of this came actually from my long-time respect for Susan Butcher and her abilities as a musher. And when I was a young woman, I started following her career and always felt very inspired just that she was out there doing this amazing thing in the world. And so when she died, I wrote a song for her that then became, I turned that into a choral piece. It was performed a few years ago in White Bear Lake at the Century College there, directed by Jocelyn Kwajan, and they did a beautiful job of it. In fact, they were sort of so inside that song in a way that I think those of us who live in California and aren't in the culture of sled dog mushing, we don't sing it the same way, and they just did this beautiful rendition. So when I heard about the grant, and I thought, well, this would be a great opportunity to get to actually go to Minnesota, because you spend, as part of that grant, you're supposed to be from a non-Minnesota resident, and you spend 60 days inside Minnesota working with a community that is a non-music community. So I thought, well, I could get to know about the sled dog culture and the history and tie it into the John Bear Grease Marathon and to John Bear Grease the person and write something about that. So that's how that all kind of fit together.
Robin, we've got just a snippet here of the piece that you wrote for Susan Butcher. Let's listen to that because it's really exquisite. Once again, this is the Century College Choir, and the piece you wrote is called Heading Home. Let's listen. Century College Choir. Okay, thanks a lot, Robin. Well, we're choking up on the air now. There's something about music that can really get to you that way. So let's talk about, all right, well, first of all, we're just going to skip over the part where the Northern California girl says, oh, I get to go to Minnesota at the end of January and the beginning of February, because that normally this is probably our least hospitable time of year. Talk about...
Yes, I've been hearing that.
Today, I don't know what it's like in the cities this morning where you are, but this little stretch that we've been having here is kind of an anomaly. So I hope that you've got lots of woolies packed just to be on the safe side.
I do. I have lots of wool things and things that have, I don't know, fur and God knows what. So I have lots of things. I think I'll be hopefully okay. We'll find out.
Any clothing that you buy with the word cuddle in it is usually a fairly good bet. So,
okay.
Robin, let's talk a little bit about what you've done in preparation for the song cycle. You told me that this piece of music is going to debut next year. Is that right?
That's right. This time next year, I'll come back again. And if things go as planned, I will have, between now and then, written the music, and we will have a performance of it in events leading up to the marathon next year.
Have you been able to make any visits out here, meet some mushers, spend some time with them, or are you heading into your really intensive research period right now during this Bear Grease this year?
Well, I guess both of those things. I was out in the fall, September and October. I spent my first month here, and I talked to all sorts of people that are connected with that world. And so I met people between Duluth and Grand Marais. I followed the trail that John Bear Grease took when he delivered the mail between 1880 and 1900. And I went, and I also followed the marathon loop. So I went all the way up to the trail center and back and stopped at the checkpoints and met people along the way. I was also looking for letters that might actually have been delivered during that 20-year period of time, because I thought that could be interesting text to go as part of the cycle. And now I just arrived last night, and I'll be getting up to Duluth today, and I'll be following the marathon. I also, in the fall, I met mushers, and I actually got to go out on a run with Colleen Wallen through the woods there, and that was just an incredible experience. So this time around, I get to, you know, watch the marathon firsthand, so I'm incredibly excited about that. And I will also, after that, I'm going to go mushing a little bit with Matt Gross, who has the Grand Marais Sled Dog Adventures business up in Grand Marais. So I'll get to go out in the snow and hear the sounds and a little bit of that. So that's the sort of thing I'm trying to do to learn as much as I can. I want to use words written by people from Minnesota. I don't want them to be my words, because there's no way I can, you know, get it in my bones the way somebody would who's grown up with this.
Robin, it's going to be fascinating. I can't wait to talk to you next year at this time and hear some of the music that you've composed. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk to you, and we will see you at the race start on Sunday. KUMD will be there, of course. We'll be doing a live shot from the beginning of the race. Robin Eschner joined us this morning. She is a composer from Northern California, and she is writing a song cycle about the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon. She's in the midst of her research this week.
Winter winds are whispering, they're telling me to travel on.
This Bear Grease report brought to you in part by Energy Plus of Duluth and by the Hungry Jack Lodge and Campground up north on the Gunflint Trail.